News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
New transport strategy for Limerick is looking to possibly axe one-way traffic on some city centre streets in a major urban shake-up. We're joined by the Mayor of Limerick, John Moran. John, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Tell us what you're thinking and what's the thinking behind ending one-way traffic.
Yeah, good morning, Shane. Look, it's great to talk to you. I think that this is just one of a number of different policies that we're hoping to bring out in the next couple of months here in Limerick, focused on the city centre. I think everybody knew going back, you know, a couple of months into the last election, a lot of the big conversation points around the election was how do we actually revitalise and change things that aren't working in our city centre. And this transport strategy is really to revisit changes that were made probably 30 years ago or so at a time when, you know, you'll be familiar. I know you've been to Limerick numerous times, but for other listeners who aren't, Limerick is really based on a kind of a grid pattern system.
Very like New York, isn't it?
In the US.
Yeah,
very like New York and Philadelphia. And what that meant was in the old days, you when you were driving from Dublin down to Kerry, you went straight through the city centre of Limerick. And that inspired some decisions as national routes were going across the city to make our wide streets into essentially streets like New York, where all the traffic goes in the same direction to try and get it through faster and not have the city snarled up with congestion. Move on 30, 40 years ago, the world has completely changed. You drive around Limerick now when you're going to Kerry and Clare. And we've kept these one-way streets, which are incredibly, you know, I suppose you call them almost intimidating to pedestrians and a downtown type of feeling. So the question that we'll be putting out in the transport strategy is, can we revisit those streets now and make them two-way, running in either directions, or single lane one streets where we can widen the footpaths?
I don't want to get bogged down because I know there's way more to this plan than just one way or two way. But just explain to us, I'm curious, why is one way traffic kind of harder for pedestrians than two way?
Yeah, it's down to the simple fact that when a driver is driving on a one-way street with two or three lanes going in the same direction, they tend to have in their brain that it's all intended to get them through faster.
Yeah, I get it.
And so if they get a blockage in front of themselves, they suddenly zip left or right, almost like you do on the motorways.
Yeah.
When you do two-way traffic so that there's traffic coming against you, and you think about it even in terms of motorways versus national routes or smaller roads, you go that bit slower you're waiting for something to come against you.
I totally get it. What about the idea of pedestrianisation? Is that something you're looking at? Obviously, you're probably aware of the debate that's going on in relation to Dublin. Jonathan making the point yesterday that in Cork they've done it. There was a little bit of fuss, but they got on with it and it's worked very well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything's on the table. I mean, you know, we know that we need to do things differently. And in many ways, back in when I was elected, that was the exact point. Most people wanted some radical change to happen, but we have to do that carefully. I think what I'd like to do is we made a mistake, I would say, in Limerick a number of years ago. We approached the main street of O'Connell Street with a very heavy engineering solution. It was a big change from what was there before. We found ourselves spending 14 million or so for three blocks, and it's hard to turn it back. So I think with a couple of cans of paint like they did in New York and some fixes, you can try out different things. And then when you're absolutely sure that they work and people get used to them, you can bring in the engineers and the new paving. And I think we're going to be doing a lot of that. The reason for going the two-way is that what it also does is it gives you an awful lot more flexibility around decisions to maybe close a block for a weekend period or a summer period, because there's more ways to drive around. I mean, you're driving around a chessboard, so you see a blockage ahead of you, you can go left and go right and go around the block. And that's the beauty we have in Limerick for this new approach, is that our city centre, when it was built by the Georgians, you know, or in Georgian times, is so flexible that it allows different blocks to have different roles. And we need to go, and as I said, we're looking at it in all the aspects. which of our streets are predominantly shopping streets, which of them are commercial in terms of offices, and how do we match the road use of public realm to the buildings and the uses on the street.
Very final question, just briefly, John. You live in the city centre of Limerick. I think, fair to say, and I'm not trying to have a dig at anyone here, but maybe unlike a lot of councillors and council leaders, you actually live in the city centre. Does that make a difference, do you think, in terms of helping planning the city?
Well, I to be absolutely correct, because somebody will ring in and write in and say that technically I'm outside and we're trying to move back into the city centre for the moment. Since I got sick, we moved out to the suburbs.
But
I think it makes a difference.
I knew you had a place in there.
But it does make a difference in the sense that every time I walk around the city, you're kind of imagining what the city that you want to live in should look like. And what's interesting in the conversations we're having is even shopkeepers and traders are recognizing that, look, click and collect may be more important than full-time parking outside their streets, etc. Because some people do want to come into the city centre to shop, and they need to be able to pick up stuff from different shops, but do it so quickly. And I think that there's that balance we need to try in. And as I said earlier, Shane, to me, that's why I think it's important that we find ways to trial new approaches without rolling in massive disruption on the streets until we're sure we have it right. And I think we can be flexible, I hope. The next step is obviously to announce some of these options to people so that they can start that debate, get things sort of, you know, conversations going. And that's another part of it, is just getting buy-in from everybody.
All right. John Moran, best of luck with that new transport plan. Mayor of Limerick, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. I always feel, Jonathan, that Limerick is a city, I think it's Ireland's coming city. I know as a Cork man, you'll struggle to agree with me on that.
No, absolutely.
I think it's set to take off. I really do. And hopefully the
small changes
will be a part of it. Yeah, absolutely.
Couple of cans of paint. I mean, why wouldn't you do it?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.